بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of an incident that had taken place during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there were a number of individuals, and Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned their names: Nabtal bin Harith, Mu'attab bin Qushayr, and Jad bin Qais. These three people, or a few from amongst them, perhaps two from amongst them, where they had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had asked that, why don't you make dua to Allah to give us abundant wealth? And they then made a promise that if Allah blesses us with abundant wealth, then we will give a large amount in charity, and we will do good. We will do good with our wealth. We will spend in righteous causes. We will spend in the path of Allah. They made these promises. There's difference of opinion whether these people were hypocrites from the very beginning, or whether they perhaps did have iman, but later became hypocrites. So nevertheless, they made this request. And because of their promises and their pledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now opened things up for them, and Allah granted them abundant wealth. But one is to make the promise when a person is in a state of poverty, of difficulty, of hardship. And then a person says that if Allah gives me, then it is easy for me to envision myself spending in the path of Allah, giving charity. As it is, I don't have right now. If Allah gives to me, then I'll set aside a large portion and I'll give it away in the path of Allah. And the other is when a person now actually has the wealth in his hand, for him to now spend it is difficult. So these people went against their pledge, against their promise, and they refused to spend in the path of Allah. In fact, Mufassirin mentioned that right down to zakat also that they refused to pay. So they did not want to part with any of their wealth. So Allah makes mention of this, that وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ. From amongst these people are those who made a pledge with Allah. What was the pledge? لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. That if Allah gives us from His grace, لَنَصَّدَّقَنْ. Then without a doubt we will give in charity. وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And definitely we will become righteous by means of our wealth. In other words, we will spend in righteous causes. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. But when He then gave them of His grace, what was their response? بَخِيرُوا بِهِ. Allah says they became extremely miserly with their wealth. وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they turned away completely from fulfilling this pledge. They refused to spend in the righteous avenues. In fact, they refused to give zakat as well. So how did Allah punish them? فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. And this is how it ties up with what we have been discussing over the past few pages, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Allah says, He in turn punished them by instilling hypocrisy within their hearts. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. And this hypocrisy became so deeply embedded, إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ, that it will never leave right up until the day they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they will not make tawbah, they will not come onto iman. What was the reason for this? Bima akhlafu Allah ma wa'aduhu wa bima kanu yakdhibun. On account of them breaking the pledge that they made with Allah, and on account of them being untruthful. So this was the punishment that Allah gave to these people, is that if they were not hypocrites from the very beginning, Allah now caused them to move into hypocrisy. And some Mufassirin say that they were always hypocrites, but Allah now just further established and instilled this within their hearts, such that they would never make tawbah. And now Allah says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا. That did these people not realize that أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. That Allah knows whatever they say secretly, whatever they discuss privately. Allah knows all of this. Sir, a secret is generally something that you do not even share with others. It is kept within your own heart. And najwa refers to a private conversation. Two people just whispering to one another. So Allah knows these private conversations that take place. And Allah knows what is even more concealed than this. The secrets running through a person's mind and heart. Allah knows this. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. And Allah is the one who knows everything that is unseen. So did these people not realize that Allah was aware of the pledge and the promise that they have made, and Allah was going to take them to task for this? So this was the end result. And here Mufassirin have written that this is why we find the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that when a person desires something from the side of Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, be careful and be wary of what you desire, because a person does not know what will be the end result if Allah fulfills his desires. Here they wanted wealth, but they did not realize the end result would be nifaq and hypocrisy. So these people would have been better off in poverty, and their iman perhaps would have been saved. Likewise, we find sometimes a person asks for something in this world, but he does not ask correctly, or he does not protect himself in the way he asks, and Allah may fulfill that request of his, but it causes further detriment to the person. It harms his iman, his a'mal, his taqwa. So here, if a person asks Allah for wealth, a person asks Allah to grant him prosperity, then with this he should also ask Allah to allow him to use the wealth in the right avenue, to allow him to fulfill the hukuk and the rights of the wealth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a second incident that had taken place, and this was with regard to the giving of charity. These hypocrites, whenever they would see a sahabi coming and giving something in the path of Allah, then they would burn within themselves. They would not be happy that why is this person doing this act of goodness, and they would thus try to mock and insult the person. So on one occasion, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, he was a very wealthy person. He came and he gave a very large amount, up to half of his wealth, he gave in the path of Allah. So these hypocrites made a comment that, innahu mura'in. He's only doing this to show off. He wants people to see, he wants people to praise him. And then a short while later, another sahabi comes, and he was a person living hand to mouth. So he had just a handful of dates with him, and he now puts this onto the pile, whatever was being contributed in the path of Allah. So once when they see this, they once again make a comment, an insulting comment, and they say that, what use has Allah for this handful of dates? It's better this person doesn't even give anything, but now he is coming and giving just a few dates. This is worth nothing in the path of Allah. So when the person gave a large amount, they mocked at him. And the other person came and gave something small, they mocked him as well. So Allah speaks about them, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah says, those people who insult and mock at those believers who willingly and freely give charity. Abdurrahman bin Auf, who gave a large amount. And they also mock at وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. Those people who do not find anything but the fruits of their hard-earned labor. The second sahabi, he perhaps had engaged in labor, difficult work. He earned just a few dates and he came and gave it. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. And these munafiqeen mock at them. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah says that Allah will mock at them. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will mock these hypocrites. Of course, Allah is beyond comparison, and to mock someone is generally regarded as a negative action. But what it means is that Allah will have the final say. And these people will find themselves in the fire of Jahannam. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They will have a painful punishment. Allah tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم. That it does not matter whether you seek forgiveness for them or not. إِن تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً فَلَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Even if you have to ask Allah to forgive them 70 times, meaning in abundance you ask Allah to make them maghfirat, Allah will never forgive them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This is on account of their disbelief in Allah and His Rasul. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah will never grant guidance to that group of people who disbelieve in Him. So once again we find the hypocrites, the munafiqeen are being discussed. And again, as we mentioned previously, all of these attributes, these actions of the hypocrites are repeated over and over again in the Quran. Why? Not just as storytelling, but for us to take stock, to introspect, and to ensure that we do not bring these attributes, these actions, these characteristics within us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.